Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is coaching the Fred Page Cup, and now he's going to manage the host team for the 2019 tournament. Joining us now is the head coach and general manager of the Maritime Hockey League's Amherst Ramblers, Jeff LeBlanc. Jeff, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. It's quite an honor.
Hey, listen, first off, where is Amherst?
Amherst is actually on the border of New Brunswick and in Nova Scotia. We're only about 10 minutes from Sackville, New Brunswick, which is the home of Mount Allison University. And we're just over the Nova Scotia border. So, we're from Nova Scotia.
When you're that close to the university, do you get access to some of the players, some of the kids who could play for your team and also go to the university? Or is that too tough a sked?
Actually, last year we had 19 players in post-secondary education in some form. I think this year we have 14 kids registered at Mount A that are going part-time or full-time. So it's definitely a great recruiting tool, having one of the best undergraduate universities in the country right in our back door, so our backyard, sorry. It's been great for recruiting and it's a good tool, and it keeps the kids in school. They can play hockey and go to school at the same time. So it's been good for us.
You know, it's interesting because as you're talking about this, I'm the parent of a kid who played Junior A a little while ago. He's well out of school now. But explain to parents how you can make that happen and how important that is for Junior A franchises really right across the country to make sure that the schedules work so the kids can indeed continue their studies.
Yeah, we only have one practice in the afternoon, and we try to put everything at night. So most of our practices are after 5 o'clock, usually when university classes are over. We work hard to meet with the professors and talk to the professors to try to get maybe some exams rescheduled or written at different times. So it's very important. You know, all these kids are going to work one day. You know, they could play in the NHL for a little bit or at a higher level, but we're all going to end up working one day. So it's definitely important to get that education and to make time for the education because it's a crucial part in their development.
And it's always nice to be able to play for a good team while you're getting that education. You guys have been on fire lately. You've won 7 straight home games as we're having this conversation, 16 of your last 20 overall, and now you're getting set to host the Fred Page Cup in May. Tell us, explain to our audience what that tournament is all about.
Well, the Fred Page Cup is the Eastern Canadian Junior A Championships. It happens May 1st to 5th. We've been fortunate enough to be the host this year, so we know we're going to be playing in it. And if you win that tournament, you go to the RBC, which is the national championship this year in Brooks. So it's we're looking forward to hosting the tournament. The volunteers have done a fantastic job. We're run by volunteers, and they've done a fantastic job so far getting everything organized and ready for the three other teams that are going to represent their leagues come May.
You're a guy who loves this league, loves the game, and you send out an interesting tweet back in January. I want to ask you about this, and I'm quoting you now. You said, fighting needs to be banned from all junior age hockey leagues. Those that don't agree probably have never been punched in the head when they were 15 by a 20-year-old. Explain that to us.
Well, when I played, that was a prevalent part of the game. I go to exhibition games in major junior now, and you never see a fight, which is a good thing. Back when I played, you'd see 5 or 6 per game. So it's definitely changed. It's a very good thing that it's changed. Fighting does have a place, but when you involve amateur athletes into that, I don't believe there's a place for it. When you're getting paid big money to play a sport, that's maybe a little bit different, but these are amateur athletes that, we just talked about it, that are going to school full time, that have other things involved in their life, and being diagnosed with a concussion because of a fight is never a good thing, and I don't believe in it. I've never asked a player to do it as long as I've coached. And it's one thing that unless you've done it, you don't really understand. And, I did it for a few years in major junior. I wasn't very good at it. But I was always wanted to defend my teammates and if they couldn't. So, but in saying that, you know, these kids are 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. I firmly believe it's leaving hockey and I think it's a good thing.
Well, well said. You're the kind of guy that you want leading your kids out on the ice. And you guys are doing real well. Amherst got honorable mention in the latest CJHL Top 20 rankings. You automatically get a berth to the Fred Page as the host of the tournament. But how important is it for you guys to go through the front door, earning your way there through playing well on the ice?
No, you said it. We're gearing up for the playoffs. We haven't talked about the Fred Page Cup very much, to be honest with you. That's all the way in May. We want to win the playoffs. We want to win a championship. It's been a long time since Amherst won, almost 30 years now. We want to, like you just said, we want to go in through the front door and we want to play well in the playoffs. And we have a very good team with a bunch of great kids that it's been a joy to come to the rink this year. Especially, these kids are working hard and like you just said, we want to go through the front door and we want to have a good showing in the playoffs.
Hey, Jeff, you sound like a sharp guy. So your kids are lucky to have you as their coach. Thanks for this. We appreciate it. Good luck. And we'll talk to you again down the road as we get closer to the Fred Page.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
That was Amherst Ramblers head coach and general manager Jeff LeBlanc. And that wraps up this week's CJHL report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.